The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's good, everybody? It is Sunday, May 28, 2023. This is your daily, and I mean daily, because we're the only show that's here 365 days a year. Sports betting brand of record. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all sports betting, and it's not close, and hopefully you were a Sportsline member last night, because I tell you guys all the time, there's way more picks at Sportsline than just on the early edge. And just like I need a reset, so I take Saturdays off, the show needs a reset. I hate all those X's from yesterday, but as I just mentioned, you guys know all of our props, all of our picks absolutely killed it. Miami plus 2.5, Celtics on the money line. We cashed all of that, but you guys know me. And it doesn't matter if it's a holiday weekend. It doesn't matter if it's a Sunday. I bring my absolute very best to the table. Let's bring in the stars of the show. You know them. You love them. M Squared, the counselor, and miserable Matt are here on a Sunday morning. Gentlemen, first of all, tip of the cap for working on a Sunday on a holiday weekend. We set the pace. So we got a lot to get to, so let's jump right in. It's time to play a little marquee matchup today. Since it's a holiday weekend, we decided to go dog of the day. Which underdog are we following to the pay window? We got the Red Sox that are sort of. That's minus 105. It's confusing to you at home, but it makes sense if you bet baseball. Padres plus 120 and the Phillies plus 205. Hefty down there in Atlanta. M Squared, let's start with you. Which dog are we following today?
I'm going to take a shot here on the Padres. I love the pitching matchup with Gerrit Cole, and Yu Darvish here. Obviously, two very quality starting pitchers. I think that this Padres lineup, while without Machado, they are still a very dangerous lineup. What I like to do is I like to find good offenses and give them good hitting environments. This is a positive park shift for them at Yankee Stadium. Gerrit Cole, yes, he's fantastic. Also prone to giving up the long ball. I think this is a spot where this game should be just a little bit closer to a pick'em.
All right, very good. By the way, hang tight, it's coming up in just a couple of minutes. Mikey's going to give you three great hitting environments. I told you we would start doing that. We're going to start that kind of today. Counselor, which dog are you following, sir?
I'm going to go with the slight dog in the Boston Red Sox at minus 105. Their bats haven't really been electric the last few games, but I actually like what Tanner Houck is giving the Boston Red Sox. His last time out against the Angels, he went, I believe, 6 innings, allowed 3 hits, and got 8 Ks. Now, there's some blow-up spots there over the last 5 or 6 games, but he's given them some really good work. And so I think the Red Sox against the Diamondbacks, Merrill Kelly is an interesting pitcher. I mean, his ERA is great, but just to sort of level set here, his last 5 games have been against the Pirates, the A's, the Marlins, the Nationals, and the Rockies. So I just think the Red Sox are going to be that team that maybe provides a slight blow-up spot for Merrill Kelly. So give me the Red Sox minus 105.
Just a murderer's row of teams that you just listed right there, guys. Matthew Sniper, where are you going this morning, sir?
Yeah, I'm going to agree there. I'm going to go with the Red Sox, and it is just, as Sia mentioned, the Merrill Kelly in general for me has been way too good this year, and it, you know, hasn't been the best competition, as he said. So I'm going to go with a little evening out here, and I think that there's going to be a meltdown in the early innings.
All right. And they had a tight win last night late out here. 2-1 was the final there. By the way, in the chat right now, AMAGS is there. So if you have any questions for AMAGS, put them in there. He will answer them in real time. And a little added bonus that we talk about all the time. He says, hope you all caught some of those Astros and Valdez winners yesterday. It pays to watch live. We talk about leans and picks and guys all the time. And we do it on purpose because we hate. Well, I hate when you just go to the end of the show and look at the recap screen and then blame us when you go, oh, that didn't it. Did you listen to the information? Hashtag educate and entertain. Knowledge is power. And we also educate and entertain in so many other places, like here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Taylor Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Taylor Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Taylor Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Taylor Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBS Sports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBS Sports. So start your business journey today with Taylor Brands.
Now we know that on a holiday weekend that players are going to be a little extra motivated, Sniper, to go yard. So it's time to play a little pick the prop. Here are the numbers. Aaron Judge plus 205. Mike Trout plus 255. Bobby Witt plus 550. Oh, three different numbers. Sniper, where are we going?
Well, first, I just want to say that when you said go yard, it just made me think back to when Bucket said go the yard.
And I was like
completely scarred for life from that.
Yes.
Every time I hear somebody say go yard now, I think of Bucket saying go the yard. I'm going to go Trout. Eury Pérez on the mound for the Marlins. Rookie fireballer. He's really fun to watch. He strikes out a lot. He's given up three home runs in three games. I guess I'm going to lean Trout on that this one because I didn't love any of the three picks here. So I'm on Trout, but reluctantly so. Not miserable. I'm not miserable. I'm just reluctant.
It doesn't feel miserable. No. By the way, did you see the end of the Angels game last night? I had the
yes.
Angels.
No, I saw somebody mention in the chat a dropped fly ball or something.
Well, it was disgusting is what happened. That was after the top of the ninth. They gave up one run. And then they had an inning-ending double play, pitcher, catcher, first base. Except the catcher, after they reviewed it, didn't have his foot on home plate. Mm. So they went back out there and added three more runs to their total, made it 8-4, and then it was it was infuriating.
Coach, just real quick, speaking of buckets, after that series of errors and misplays, it was Jorge Soler that hit a two-run jack back from the review.
We're never going to escape that one.
It's just unbelievable.
We are never going to get away from Jorge Soler. My goodness. M squared. God, I love laughing about Jorge Soler. And he's such a beast. I mean, he seems like he's gets runs all the times now. M squared, where are we going?
We are headed to Kansas City. I like Bobby Witt here in this spot. It's a big number. He doesn't hit a ton of home runs. He certainly has the power to do it. Gets a lefty, Mackenzie Gore. The thing that's interesting about Mackenzie Gore, he throws the fastball way too much, 61% of the time, 20% the curveball. Can sit on either one of those pitches, frankly, but he crushes left-handed pitching. 423 weighted on base average, well over 100 points, almost 170 points better than his numbers against righties. It's a little controversial to say he's almost a platoon hitter, but Bobby Witt is almost a platoon hitter right now. Crushes lefties, not so good against right-handed pitching. I'll take a shot here.
It matters. We'll take a shot there. Counselor, where are you taking your shot?
Yeah, it's Bobby Witt Jr. I love that plus 550 price. And again, good against lefties. But perhaps more importantly, listen, he was 0 for 4 yesterday, but on Friday, he hit two home runs. So Kansas City doesn't have much to play for, but you got to think Bobby Witt is trying to pad his stats and just go yard every time. So we're going to go going the yard with Bobby Witt at plus 550.
I just bought my Royals tickets for this summer. I always go back to see my parents, who, as many of you know, I grew up in Kansas, and they weren't hard to find. I'll say they were not good yeah. tickets. Were not hard to find for July, if you know what I mean. All right. It's a very serious show. Rob says, you guys are awesome. Rob, you're awesome. And I appreciate you tuning in and taking the time. But you come here for picks. And we're about to get to them, but I got to pay those pesky little bills. Here's a word from another one of our incredible sponsors.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a CAN model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire, now streaming on Paramount Plus.
I'm Mark Chapman. Welcome to the Planet Premier League podcast. Each week, Cesc Fabregas, Nader Manua, and myself talk all things Premier League.
As a player, you don't have time to talk.
No.
You don't have time to make a plan. You just need to deal with wave after wave after wave.
We watched Coach Carter, and he said, oh, afterwards, the game's just about doing this for your teammates. And I remember looking around halfway through the film, and half the squad was asleep.
Planet Premier League. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Sniper, really quick. Zach says, you weren't big on any of those. Is there anyone else that you prefer to take to go yard today?
Yeah, I threw it in the chat. Yordan Alvarez. I just feel like he's on the verge of a major, major hot streak. And he's already been a little hot. The Astros have been a little hot. They're playing the A's, foreshadowing for my pick. But, yeah, I'll go Yordan.
Oh, quite the tease from the Sniper. Quite the tease. Now, I told you, as basketball started to wind down and hockey would wind down, we can't go an hour. And we're not going to do what everybody else does. So we only have enough time for certain things. But we all know the weather report is so incredibly important. So, Mikey, if you don't mind, can you give me three environments that you've got your eye on today?
Yes, Coach, and I don't listen very well, so I'm going to give you four. The White Sox and the Detroit Tigers projecting around a 15% home run boost here. Pretty good conditions might help these teams that don't have a ton of power, frankly. For the one negative, it's Reds-Cubs. Anytime you get a spot like this with the wind blowing in, it does have an impact in the stadium. We're projecting around minus 15% home run probabilities. Translates to about minus 10% in terms of run scoring. And then two other really strong environments, New York Yankees, Yankee Stadium here, San Diego Padres, great hitting environment overall, a little bit of a weather boost. This game's going to play more like an early July, late June kind of game in New York. And then same thing in Kansas City, where we just talked about Bobby Witt. Air density very low in Kansas City, the best overall air quality in Major League Baseball today. The park is tough to hit home runs, still produces a lot of run scoring, though. Big boost there in Kansas City.
All right, very good. Four boosts. And as I told you at the top of the show, Mikey can do whatever he wants. If he wants to do four, he does four. The problem is Buckets watches what M squared does, and then he thinks he can do whatever he wants to do. All right. You guys know here at the Early Edge of Sports Line, you talk, we listen. And you say all the time, oh, we want all the sports that everybody else may not be talking about, like tennis. Well, that's exactly what we're going to start doing. But if you're a Sports Line member, and if you're not, I'm going to do you a solid. Use a promo code early. I'll give you 30 days for free. All my cappers, all the sports, all the sims. You get it all, including tennis, from one of the great tennis minds in America today. He just happens to be on our crew. And there happens to be a match that could start in the next hour. We don't know, but we got to get to it. So, Mikey, if you don't mind, right here on Sunday Brunch, start us off, sir.
All right, Coach, it's French Open time, Roland Garros. We absolutely love this tournament. We love five-set matches. We love the clay here. Look, Corentin Moutet is someone I want to target. He's playing Arthur Cazot. The thing about Moutet is he's kind of recovering from injury. He played a little bit leading up to this, but he is coming off of injury. He's the significantly better player here. He's got way more experience playing, first of all, five-set matches. His opponent has really never played five-setter. That is a significant deal, especially when you're playing on clay. The legs get heavy. very, very quickly. He's had a ton of experience, though, here in general. He's made it to the third round in the French Open before. This is the sixth time he will be playing in the French Open. I love this spot for him. I think he's just an absolute grinder out there. He gets into a lot of long rallies. He's left-handed, which also presents a unique angle and different challenge for some of the younger players. His opponent's only 20 years old. Again, doesn't have any experience really in deeper five-set matches here. I think this is one where throughout the course of the five sets, the overall talent and experience is going to win out here in this one. If the money line's getting out of control on you, it has moved and does move very quickly. You can lean to the game spread. And I do have a slight lean to the over on total games as well, just because he is recovering from injury. We think that there could be a slow start at times, but he will grind him down over the five sets. So give me Mute here on the money line.
And before people ask, because I get tweets all the time, where can they find the tennis stuff at Sportsline, Mikey?
Tennis stuff will be in articles. You go to analysis and change the sport to tennis. A lot of times during the next few days, other than NBA days, you will likely see an article penned and kind of featured on the homepage of the website as well. A lot of it will be early mornings like this here in the United States. Towards the end of the day today, this is one of the more featured matchups between two Frenchmen here at the French Open tonight.
And for those of you that might be brand new, kind of what Mikey is describing, that here at the Early Edge, we embrace worldwide sports. You got stuff all day long to bet on, not just in the evening, whether it's tennis, maybe curling, perhaps golf. And counselor, that's where I come to you, because there is a little tournament going on in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and it has proven yesterday to be difficult. And this man that you like today, he said that he adjusted to the hardness of the greens quicker than others might have. It was a very interesting quote, but it also leads me to think that today he will play well also. Who am I talking about?
You're absolutely right, Coach. I think Adam Shank is going to play very well, and I think he's live to actually win this tournament. And it's partly because he has some medal in winning tournaments before. He was second at the Valspar, almost won. My pick here is going to be Adam Shank minus 130 over Harry Hall. Harry Hall's had a really good tournament. He hasn't done anything super poorly, although yesterday in round three, when those greens were really hard and it was just a more difficult test, he really kind of regressed. It wasn't awful, but it wasn't very good. What was very good was Adam Shank gained across all metrics, all strokes gain metrics, just real quick. That's off the tee, approach, around the green, and the putter. He gained across all yesterday. He gained across all four of those in day two, which would have been Friday. And on Thursday, the only one where he lost was off the tee. He gained everywhere else. So this guy is on fire. And we've noticed with Adam Shank, he misses a lot of cuts here and there. But when he's dialed in, he will contend. And we saw that at the Valspar in mid-March. So I really like Adam Shank. It's minus 130. It's a little juicy. This is over at BetMGM. At Caesars, I believe it's minus 135. And at DraftKings, it's minus 135. So you're paying a little juicier, but the juice is worth the squeeze because Adam Shank is completely dialed in. In the Harry Hall, he's just not accustomed to this moment. So I think he's going to continue to regress like he did in round three. I know that people are going to want a first five from me. I don't have a first five today, probably tomorrow, but I will say this. I have a lean, at least a lean, to the Pittsburgh Pirates first five plus a half, minus 120 on FanDuel. That's the Pirates versus the Seattle Mariners. Pirates on the road. Marco Gonzalez versus Ortiz. First five plus a half, minus 120 first five money line. That's a lean only.
Which in most circles means it's a rock solid lock pick or whatever I just said. Now, do not forget and do not underestimate, see, the power of a father wanting to win for the first time after having said baby. And that's where Adam Shank finds himself.
Good
he
point.
Is a child, month, 6 weeks old. I actually tweeted with his wife as she was watching the last time he played before the Masters, which I was actually calling. And then she said, I'm laying around in my pajamas at 1 p.m. I said, why are you doing that? She goes, I'm 9 months pregnant. I did not know that. And now we do. So there you go. That's a really long story to say, Adam Shank, today is your day. Your kid's going to get to see daddy win for the very first time.
Love it.
I love that too. All right. Now, you know who didn't love this morning? That is our good friend Prop Stars, because Prop Stars had a little tech issue, but he would never leave the good people at home hanging. So here is one play from Prop Stars today. Christian Javier to record a win, minus 105. Why? because the Astros are playing the A's, who are, let me check my notes, 10-44. Javier has gone at least, let me check my notes, oh, 5 innings in all 9 of his starts. He's got at least 6 in 7 of his 9 starts. All we need is to go 5, have a lead, and hold it. Christian Javier, 3-quarter win. Prop Stars, thinking about you. You'll be back on probably tomorrow. Get those tech issues fixed. Now, we've heard from our resident genius. We've heard from the counselor. We've sort of heard from Proppy, which brings us to this. The sniper. He is locked and loaded on a day that we tell you all the time, be careful. Baseball getaway day, it's difficult. But not when we got my man. Sniper, floor is yours.
All right. First of all, I like the intro. Like, hey, we've already heard from the genius, but now it's time to go to Sniper. Thank you so much for that. It made me feel good. I'm excited now. I'm going to piggyback on the Prop Stars play there. I've got Astros on the run line, going to win by at least 1.5 runs. Look, it's already hit twice this series. It's the A's. It's the Astros. No need to get that cute here. As you said, the A's are 10-44. That's pathetic. On Friday's show, when I played this exact same play and won easily, mind you, I mentioned the 1962 Mets and how bad they were. And again, just to circle back to that, they were 16. They had 16 wins when they lost their 40th game. The A's still only have 10 wins. That's how bad they are. And of all those losses, they've only lost by one run 10 times. So they almost always lose by multiple runs. It seems pretty easy right there. The Prop Stars pick already mentioned Christian Javier. He hasn't seen the A's yet this year. Again, as I like to say, if teams aren't too familiar with each other, if a pitcher isn't too familiar with the opposing offense, generally, as long as the pitcher is good, it's advantage to the pitcher. So again, advantage Christian Javier. Last year against the A's, he had a 2.40 ERA and 3 starts. So I think this one's pretty easy. Another one, going to Kansas City, where apparently the air is really great. Somebody who's not great is the Royals. They're awful. They're 7-21 at home, amazingly. They're starting left-hander Daniel Lynch today, who has a 5.32 career ERA. And the Nationals crush left-handed pitching. They hit .296 with a .431 slug against lefties. So I'm going to go Nationals first 5. I think you could go on the whole game on them. They've won 5 of the last 7. I just don't fully trust the Nationals to win games because they're not that good of a team. They are better than the Royals, but I like the first 5 here better than the full game bet. So I'm gonna play Nationals in the first 5.
They've been really good in Kansas City this weekend. They've been playing pretty good in Kansas City. By the way, I understand, Sniper, that your feelings were a little bit hurt. No,
they weren't, though. I don't care.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. I don't care either. Yeah. You know who does? Do you know who does? Our girl, Rebecca. She wants to make you feel better. She says several geniuses on today's show. There nice. You go. Rebecca making you feel better. I would never say that. Not a million years. Although it's true. We got the best crew, period. With all that being said, it's time for you to get out into the world. Grab your paper. Grab your pencils. Here is the recap, courtesy of the snake on the ones and the twos. French Open, this match could start in the next 30 minutes, 45 minutes. Just get it in right now. Don't wait. Prop Stars, Christian Javier, 3-quarter win, -105. Then the counselor, 1-2 ball play, and a little lean into those Pirates first 5. Adam Schenck over Harry Hall. Harry Hall, the reason you haven't heard of him, he hasn't been on a lot of leaderboards. Round 4, Sundays, completely different energy. And then the Sniper, 2 big plays today. In my heart, I know these are going to be sweat-free. Astros, -1.5, -150 over those despicable A's. And then the Nationals, first 5 money line, -115 in Kansas City. Remember, we are here 7 days a week at 10 a.m. Eastern time. We are here every single weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern time. We have the Early Wedge, our golf show, on Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern time. The easiest thing to do, just follow us right here. Turn on your notifications. Don't miss one single second because you can use it today or you can use this information for Tuesday or Wednesday. We just keep it rolling. We're a crew. We're a community for a reason. With all that being said, there's only one thing left to do. And I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire grade level, counselor, M-squared, sniper, and the snake always on the ones and the twos. I am simply the coach trying to keep this train on said track. We grind for you so we can win with you. It's what we're all about right here at the Early Edge. Good luck.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Hosts Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.